What would Jamie do?
Before we start the show, I'm gonna drink some tea. Hi guys,
it's your girl Jamie, back at WWJD, What Would Jamie Do? Episode. It's a brand new episode. Fuck, that was scary. Alright, before we start our fucking show, there's a few introductions. This is a show that I give you advice in my situation. What would I do in your situation? So this is not going to be 100% answer, or this is not going to be a teacher's advice, or this is not going to be your mama's advice. It's just a girl who lives in South Korea, who sings, that gives you advice, and what would she do in your situation? So I'm going to be brutally honest. If you get hurt, I'm sorry, but I'm just like going to keep it 100% real. Okay. So before we start the show, how do listeners participate? I hope you guys know by then, because I'm reading the shit out every time and it's fucking hard. So email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com or call us at +1 209 322 9953 and leave us a cute voicemail. So this is a U.S. phone number. So if you guys are international, consider calling us via Skype with the same number. And if you guys want to be like keep it a secret to me and you, just like a secret for me and you, we're going to keep it anonymous, so don't worry. We're not going to call out your name, Stacy. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at wwjd.podcast. Go on, watch clips from the show at youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review like you always do on iTunes to keep this WWJD going on. All right, let's see. The first nickname that we got today is Trust. Trust in Korea is Mideum. So is there going to be a baby voice reading for us today? Let's hear the message.
Hi, Jamie. I wanted to ask you for your advice on dealing with fake and toxic people in relationships. I have dealt with people who have always talked about me behind my back and used me for their own personal gain. But when they see me in person, they act all fake. This has made me build up trust issues with building healthy relationships with other people. How do I learn to trust again?
I have so many advices to give you about this. Okay. First of all, I do not really have a lot of experience for me, people. For people to talk at my back. It was literally 90% were them were all girls. So I don't want to take it to like a sexuality thing, but a sexist thing. I don't want to keep it that way. But every time when something starts behind your back is from jealousy. That's what I think. So if someone's kind of jealous of you, or if they don't have anything that you have, they can talk to you in front. That's like a common thing. So they talk at the back of you, and you eventually hear it from other people. Now that's a thing that drives you crazy, because I hate people who talks at the back of me. If you can't talk to me, just don't talk about me at my fucking back. So I totally understand about you to for you to not like feel like everything trustworthy of people like with your new relationship, because when you get that experience, you kind of think that everybody's going to do you the same. So what I do is I will talk to the people who talked at the back of me, and I would ask them individually what they talked about, and if they keeping it like a secret and they keep acting like they didn't, then I would just cut them off and not really talk to them, not be bothered. But if they, I would just give them a chance, like a first chance to be honest with me of what they did, because I know all the things. So I would ask, okay, I heard this. I want you to be honest about it and I would forgive you. So let's just talk it out. And if they tell you exactly what you heard, then I'll just give them a second chance. For new relationships, it's kind of hard. It's just you. You got to work it out. You got to sort it some way. But for me, the way I kind of solve it is just like, oh, fuck it. You know, if they think like that, then it's not for me. We're not doing this. We're not going on as a relationship. So I wouldn't be stressed for now. But I would still talk to them if you really want to keep on the relationship, like keep going on the relationship for both of you. So first, for the new relationship, just go for it. And then if they talk back shits about you, talk to them and ask them nicely. And if they talk real to you, then just forgive them for once. And if they do that again, just fight with me again. And if they don't be honest with you, then just cut it off. That's going to be good for you. Like what I would do in my situation too. So as I was talking about, there were girls, 90% were girls who was talking at the back of me. And I would talk to them. Oh, I heard this thing from this. I wouldn't say who told me, but I heard this thing. And I want to know and make sure if this is right. Like, did you really say that? But they wouldn't really say and tell me that they would talk things like that. But for some people, they would text you, oh, actually, I did. And I feel so sad. At least I feel sorry about it. I want to make it up to you. So there's these big changes and chances. So at least once, like, no, for me, the issues only I get is I talk too much, like too brutally honest in their faces. So they would get hurt. So they'd be like when you talk to me, can you just a little like tone a little down? And tell me, because I know that they're going to hear it eventually. I know it's going to go all in the group and everyone's going to like change what I was like going to say. So I wouldn't make that thing at the first place. I would just tell them straight, or I would just not tell anyone. So there's this situations that you can't cut them off because your school or your environment is just like you need to keep like meeting them. I wouldn't talk about myself a lot to them. I wouldn't talk about my secrets. I wouldn't talk about my personal stuff. That's what I would do if I couldn't cut them. Because they were your closest friends and you've put a lot of effort and time into them personally, it wouldn't be easy. It's not going to be easy at all, actually. And there are some friends that I would just keep going with the relationship, even though there were some issues about like the same issues that you had. But there are a lot of people that they can like that they can take your side. There's a lot of people that can actually be the person that you need and treat you the way that you treated them. So don't close it. You know, be open about meeting new people. Bad shit's gonna always happen, even though you don't want it to. So just let it be. Just think that it's gonna be one of your time that you're having, like your bad time. And when the bad time goes, good time's gonna come. So I wouldn't be scared to meet new people. I just believe that there's people for me eventually. Okay. So the next message, we have it from Dala Dala from Itzy. Let's listen.
Yo, so my name's Lore, and I get my inheritance in like 2 weeks, and that's like 200K. What would you do if you were given 200K overnight?
Okay, so basically,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
oh.
So they gave her $200,000.
That's like
$200 million
2천만 원? 별로 안 되는데. 2억? 2억?
If you get a 200K suddenly, what would I do? Well, those monies are kind of precious, I guess, for me. Like, it's not something that I would just, like, spend it on, like, something, like, dumb. So I think I would just save it. And then if there's some time that I would just move out and live alone or get a new house or get a new car, maybe something for me, I would use that. That's a hard, like, that's a crazy, I don't know. Like, it's a hard question. It's like, 이거 질문이긴 한 거예요. 약간 자랑하는 거 아니죠? But I didn't have any experience like this yet, so I don't know what I would do if I was in your shoe. But for right now, what I could think of is I would just save it, or I would use it for myself, or what I would have just like been preparing and I really needed money. Like maybe for me, I wanted like a studio, like, or a new mic for what I would do in my, for my job, for a home, car. But if there's any dramas in your family reunions, like your aunt or your uncles trying to, like, take the money from you? Bitch, no. Don't let them take your money. But if they really need it for a purpose, like, for your future, or if it's for you, I'll just use the money for you, because the person gave it to you. Right? So there must be a reason for it. So I wouldn't spend it on something dumb that I would regret. I'll save it. If there's nothing upcoming that I really need to use the money, I'll save it and use it after. That's all. I think that's all that I can tell you. Because that's a really sticky situation. Yeah, that was a good question. And I hope that kind of helped you with your situation, but that's what I would do. I would use it for myself. Next question. Before we start the next question, I think we need to drink because that was like a tough one. Okay. Let's go for the next question. Baby, you ready?
Hey, Jamie. So I've been chatting with this guy I'm into. I met him after he sang on stage and immediately fell in love with his voice. After that, I followed his social media account and wished him luck for his next performance. We chat quite regularly now, and I guess we hit it off. He says things like, "Good night, pretty girl," or "Wow, it's so pretty, like you," and tells me to call him when I'm in his area. He always hypes me up, wants to sing together, and says that I never fail to make him smile.
Stop! This is not the place where you bring romance.
I guess I'm confused if he likes me as a friend or as...
Shut up! He likes you! Bye! Next question!
As a little something more. I've always been considered one of the guys. And to be honest, he's the first guy that's called me pretty in a long time. One major difference, though, is our religions. So I'm afraid that might put him off on me. But he already knows about the difference, though. And he keeps still acting like this. So I can just never tell if a guy is into me. Jamie, please, what should I do? Do I let him know I'm into him or should I keep it to myself?
Date him. Bye. Bye. I'm done. What? Why is this a question? Like, girl, you serious? He called you pretty. He called you to call you when you're in his area. You know that he likes you. You told him about the religion. He still acts the same way. What would I do? Date him. Done. So there's this problem for me. So this is my problem. So what would you guys do? So if there's someone that I like, then they don't get it. They think that I'm just treating them as like a friend. But if I have no interest in this person, like in this guy, he thinks that I'm in love. So he's like, I feel the same way. I'm like, which way? Your way to heaven or what? What are we talking about? Shut up. And then now I'm going to be the bad bitch because he all the things that he thought that I was flirting with him was just casual. And I do not flirt. I'm just making it clear. I do not wink at him. I do not call him at night. He's the one who's making the first moves, but I'm just like, "Hey, we're friends. What's up?" Like, I can go out with a movie. Like, I can go watch a movie with you, but we're not doing anything like a cutesy, you know? Like, we're not doing anything like and then like taking a long. I'm not doing like I'm not doing all these like dunusum and be like, "Oh, you're so cute." I do not do that. But they think by just looking at them in their eyes, they think that I have an interest. So see, that's my problem. So what would you guys do? So I hate it because I don't want to break the friendship, you know, with them. They're so nice. They're so nice with talking by boy problems because they're guys. So I can like talk to them and like what and think. Get their advice from them if I'm like if I have like a crush or if I like someone, but it always turns out in the opposite way. So who I want to be does not have interest in me, and who I think is like the best friend in my life, they kind of ruin it, didn't they? So yeah, that would be the problem for me. But this, what you just sent to me, is not a problem. The only problem is who's going to be the first one to ask them out in a relationship. And I hope you guys marry and send a picture. In my situation, I would get it in the wrong side. So actually in relationships and those dating kind of thing, I get kind of insecure. I don't know, like 좀 방어적? Yeah, I kind of get defensive because I don't want to lose the friendship. I have a lot of things that I would go through before thinking about the relationship with them. So everything they do, I would take it in a very negative way. So I kind of know that they have interest, but I would just think that, nah, they're just doing it because we're friends. Like, I would just take it that way. So I would always ruin up the relationship that I would really wanted to. I would go for because of my negative thoughts. So these days I'm trying to change it. Like if it's the way I feel and if it's right, I'll just go for it. But for me, I wouldn't think that the guy would like me easily because I'm kind of hard to get. Like, no, like I'm very, like my personality is kind of like not a very calm person, so they kind of get scared. So yeah, that was my situation. So this week was like really really busy week for me. AC is what I always do. So they're all my fans are kind of worried because they think that I'm not gonna go into a company. Like, because like since I came out of JYP, they were kind of worrying about my company, like where am I gonna go, or like is she gonna go anywhere, is she just stop, like she's not gonna sing, or she's gonna make a bakery, shit. Yes, I am talking to a company, and I think it's gonna be real soon, a good news. And I'm starting something new besides singing, and I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's my first try, and yeah, I think I'm gonna announce it near December. And there's a lot of big changes. There's a lot of collabs that it's gonna be out soon. I was in a show called Show Me the Money. It's a very famous show in Korea where rappers like rap survival programs. And I did a feature for my friend, and she's coming out with an album, and we're actually going through some songs together too. Also, well, unfortunately, I was gonna bring my friend for this episode, but she was kind of busy. Her dumb ass. So I'm gonna bring my friends for their opinions too, because it might be really different. I think it's gonna be really fun to like see some opposite answers. Is there any friends that you guys want to see, like, for my social media friends, like, is there any friends that you guys want to hear out? Like, maybe Nathan, Angelina, all my closest friends, please let me know, because I think I'm going to put that on the list. So, yeah, feel free to call my friend who you want to see, who you want to hear out. So on our social media, you guys can go to Instagram or Twitter. If you guys want to see me with another friend, and if there's particular any friends that you guys want to like hear out for their answers, please write them below. I was going to call my friend today, but she was kind of busy. So next time for the podcast for WWJD, I promise you there's going to be a guest. Eric Nam would be kind of, you know, he's kind of old to give you advices. So maybe like new freshman people would be good for me. Jay, he has the worst advice, and he's like the worst advisor. Like, to get advice from Jay is like the worst thing. He can't even choose his meal. He's gonna like take 30 minutes and just go for hamburgers. So no Jay, no Eric, no Kevin, no AC people. Just kidding. Just like anything you guys want. All right. Damn, okay, that was a long talk for today. Thank you for sending those in. And please remind, it's what would I do in my situation? It's not the answer. I hope it comes out all good for you. Thank you for sending the message. Before we go and say goodbye for this WWJD, email us at WWJD@thedivestudios.com if you want your message to hear out. Call us on phone or via Skype, +1 209 322 9953, and leave us a cute voicemail. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at WWJD.podcast. You can go watch clips from the show YouTube.com/Dive Studios. Rate and review on iTunes to keep this shit going. See you next time. Good night. Good morning. Whatever.
What would Jamie do?
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.